Well, it's hour number two on this Friday, and there's just something. I love doing what I do. I miss it when I'm not doing it, but I still like Friday. I mean, because Friday is Friday. There's something ingrained in our heads. Marie has referred to it, Marie Osborne, as Fry-yay.
As the kids say, Paul, it hits different.
Is that what the kids say now?
Yeah, it's different.
It hits different. It's unlikely that I'm going to start saying that. But that being the case, we do have the team, the team, the team. You can watch us on Facebook and YouTube pages live, streaming right now from anywhere in the country or the world. We appreciate that. You can stream us also. You can come back and podcast us, and it does matter, at WJR.com. And I do hope you have the free WJR app. Well, you're right now on your way to making each and every day count. Each day is a gift. And because she's listening, I remind us that Kim reminds us about QTR, quality time remaining. We don't know how much we have. Make the most of it. And I do thank you for choosing to be a part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. And that's not just for this show. It's for whenever you listen to this great radio station, WJR, including over this great weekend we have with, well, so many great shows. I mentioned the Inside Outside guys because they're the ones I hear a lot, and I broadcast with them on location for Victor's and other stuff. But we have all kinds of great shows across the board here on WJR all weekend long. By the way, it's our pleasure to follow right after Kevin Dietz when you get your daily dose of Dietz and All Talk. And then, of course, coming up after me, JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermoney. Always lots to talk about. Let's see, I mentioned I ran into Terry Bradshaw at LaGuardia.
We're learning a lot about who you've run into at various airports today.
Well, because I've run into a lot of people. And I don't get to talk about them until they came. That's the
right. They come up in conversation
because we were talking about the Hulk Hogan movie, and he talked about Andre the Giant, Dave Rieger. It just, you know, it rings a bell. There
right.
are bells ringing that only I can hear, which I'm not going to a doctor for. This story about China still stealing our intellectual property. I've only been railing about that for 25. I don't know. I was in China at an international auto show, and Rick Wagner was running GM at the time. And I said, Rick, what are you going to do? I mean, out on the floor of this show on one of the China Motors, I don't know who it was, Cherry, I don't remember what the company was. They had a Chevrolet Impala, but they called it like the Chevrolet Deer.
Right, I mean, Gazelle or something.
Gazelle, Chevrolet Gazelle. But they clearly bought a Chevrolet Impala, tore it apart, completely stole our intellectual property and built it and called it their own. And I said, Rick, what are you going to do? And he goes, well, I don't know. I have to look at that, and I'll speak to the Chinese government. I went, Rick, it's the Chinese government that's doing this.
Right.
They're giving their blessing.
Well, tell us about your other plans so we make sure to avoid them.
My other what?
They would say to Rick, tell us about your other plans for other cars so we make sure not to steal them.
Yeah, right. Crazy stuff, crazy stuff. All right, it is, by the way, National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Now, I see Dominic Valentini is now on camera with his, what kind of a cap do you call that?
I've always just called it a flat cap.
Flat cap. It kind of looks British. It looks like you're from Scotland.
Like the old newsies.
Like yeah. the old newsies. And you have a beard that might make you look like a leprechaun.
Well, the hat I actually did pick up while I was in Ireland.
Well, and see, it's uncanny.
That's what I get for being Irish, I guess.
You started that beard in Ireland, and I look at you and say, it kind of reminds me of a leprechaun.
Yeah, I guess it kind of does. It's very red for the people listening.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but your face is getting red. So do you know what a pig in a blanket is?
Oh, yeah.
Love pigs in a blanket.
One of my favorite hors d'oeuvres to have at a party.
Those little hot dogs wrapped in a wonderful little pastry.
Like a biscuit or something.
A biscuit or one of those things. Remember, you hit the corner of the container and it pops open, and you have all that little stuff that you throw in the oven and you pretend you made them from scratch. All right, wait a minute. I'm off kilter here, which is not unusual for me. I do have some folks standing by. They're wondering, Is this a cooking show that we're on? No, it is not a cooking show. It's the Paul W. Smith Focus Show. And we welcome Stephen Blackwell, who's portraying Sam Phillips, and Chris Blissett, a music director playing Brother Jay in Million Dollar Quartet, a wonderful show running at Meadowbrook Theater through May 17th. Stephen and Chris, welcome to the program. Stephen, you speak first so I can know what your voice is.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much for having us.
Nice to have you here. Chris, let's hear from you.
Hey, this is me. I'm here. Thanks for having us, brother.
All right. Nice to have you here. Somebody, I'll start with Stephen. Tell us what the Million Dollar Quartet is all about.
Million Dollar Quartet is a musical that's based on a true story. On December 4th, 1956, at Sun Records in Memphis, four of the greatest rock and roll stars were in attendance and actually made some recordings. Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley. So in our show, those are our four top characters, and you get to hear some of the greatest songs that they've ever made.
How cool is that? It's kind of, so it's I guess I would say, kind of like an historic jam session.
That's a perfect way to phrase it.
Exactly what it was. Yeah, there was an actual recording session going on, and when Sam Phillips, the character I play, who started Sun Records, once he realized that he had these titans there, he made sure that he was rolling the tape. And the story that we tell on Meadowbrook stage is what happened during that day, what was exactly going on with contracts and maybe some secrets and some drama that was unfolding. And it's really just an absolutely dynamic story with an amazing, amazing cast of just actor musicians. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, Stephen Blackwell and Chris, am I saying your last name correctly? Blissett?
Blissett, but don't Blissett. Say it too much. I have a warrant out in this state. So.
Finally, an honest actor. the fact that you, as the music director, playing Brother Jay in Million Dollar Quartet, which is this day in 1956 when Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley held what would be called an impromptu jam session that would go down in history. Knowing our history as Motown, even though this isn't Motown music we're talking about, there's a great deal of interest in anybody who cares at all about music and history will want to get out to Meadowbrook Theater and see this thing.
Well, I should hope so. I mean, Detroit has an incredible history with American music, and this is part of that story. It just happens to be the music that came out of Memphis instead of Detroit. But it's about American music. It's about some of the American legends. And I got to tell you, I have the best job in Detroit right now because every day I wake up, go to work, and I watch the best band I've ever been in play my favorite songs in history.
How great is that? And for you, Stephen Blackwell, for you portraying Sam Phillips, a lot of people don't know the importance of Sam Phillips behind the scenes in all of this.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that from the audience of the actual historical facts that we are telling about Sam Phillips, about how he started Sun Records, and even with some of the characters. For example, Carl Perkins, there's a point in the show where he gets a little upset at Elvis because Elvis recorded Blue Suede Shoes, and it was Carl Perkins who actually wrote that song.
Wow.
And not a lot of people know that.
No. Well, again, for anybody who cares about any kind of music, this looks like the show you're going to want to see to be informed and, more importantly, entertained by these fine actors. Call the Meadowbrook Theater box office at 248-377-3300, 248-377-3300. You can go online, too, to Ticketmaster.com, Ticketmaster.com. There are student discounts available at the box office. Large groups can get some discounts also. Just get yourself there through May 17th at the Meadowbrook Theater. Million Dollar Quartet. Am I saying that? Million Dollar Quartet?
Quartet. Yeah.
Quartet. There's no T. It just says Million Dollar Quartet on my paper here. So it's Million Dollar Quartet, which makes a lot more sense. Stephen Blackwell portraying Sam Phillips. Chris Blissett, the music director, playing Brother Jay in Million Dollar Quartet. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Have fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much, Paul.
It's our pleasure. Get to the Meadowbrook box office at 248-377-3300 or online. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster.com. Sounds like a lot of fun as we continue in focus on WJR.